Good afternoon. You're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Sarah Heath, and this is the Midday News. The investigation teams working on resolving the cause of the tragic bus crash in Mias in 2017, in which six schoolchildren died, has concluded that driver error was the most likely scenario. The bus failed to stop at red lights at a level crossing and was hit by a train. The driver claimed she didn't realise the barrier was down, despite the investigation now confirming that there was no malfunction of the barrier system. The Constitutional Council has rejected an appeal by former President Nicolas Sarkozy to dismiss the trial over irregularities in the financing of his 2012 presidential campaign. The case, known as the Big Malion affair, could mean that Mr. Sarkozy is still liable for prosecution for hiding the true cost of his campaign. The anaesthetist from Besançon charged with poisoning 17 patients has been released by a judge, though he will remain under judicial supervision. Dr. Frédéric Péchier has already been under investigation for another seven suspected poisonings. So far, nine patients have died. The public prosecutor is in the process of appealing Dr. Péchier's release. The allegations are that he tampered with anaesthesia pouches, which led to cardiac arrest in patients while undergoing operations. He has denied all charges, but has already been banned from practicing medicine. Less than a year after the speed limit on secondary roads was reduced to 80 kilometres an hour, MPs have voted to give local department chiefs the discretion to increase it back up to 90 kilometres an hour on roads they deem suitable. The Prime Minister, Edouard Philippe, has given his support to the amendment to the law. Ahead of the G7 summit in August, when the world's seven biggest economies will gather for 3 days of talks, President Macron is visiting the host city, Biarritz, today to meet with local officials and visit the designated conference sites. Key topics include the fight against inequality, artificial intelligence and the digital environment, and climate change. Taiwan has become the first country in Asia to legalize gay marriage, 2 years after the Constitutional Court stated that same-sex unions should be made legal. The bill became law today, much to the joy of hundreds of gay rights campaigners who waited outside the Parliament building to hear the ruling. And finally, in football news, on the 38th and last day of the Ligue 2 season, the pressure is on for those fighting for a place in Ligue 1. Metz and Brest have already secured their places, but the battle is on for Troyes, Paris FC, Lens and Lorient, who are all hoping to join the league above. You've been listening to the Midday News. I'm Sarah Heath for English Waves.